Notre Dame reopening is French tourism on steroid Trump style. The doors of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris are open again after a devastating fire in 2010 destroyed it. Notre Dame is also a major landmark and tourist attraction in the French capital. Today, the cathedral may have opened a new chapter in world politics, more than a prayer for peace. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France, is not only brilliant architecture but also wise art by man to get God's acceptance. Although the world may not have been present, many world leaders were invited, turning this event into more than the reopening of a famous cathedral. Hopefully, it broadcasts a sign of love for one another and a joint prayer for peace. Not French President Macron, but U.S. incoming President Donald Trump, stole the show today by attending this event and sitting next to the current First Lady, Biden. Elon Musk has been spotted at the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. His expression, a mix of deep thought and curiosity, has already sparked online chatter. French President Emmanuel Macron said the bells of Notre Dame are ringing again in a speech at the reopening ceremony of the cathedral. He toured the site last week, witnessing after the refurbishment was completed. In the U.S., the bells of the Cathedral of St. Joseph, Jefferson City, rang at 8 o'clock p.m., 20:00 local time to commemorate the reopening of Notre Dame de Paris. Britain's Prince William was attending together with many European and world leaders. Trump met with President Macron and Ukrainian President Zelensky before the Notre Dame reopening ceremony in Paris. A reader commented. Trump was hugged and kissed by Macron. He officially meets with Zelensky and Macron and plays statesman. I don't understand the world anymore,